We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to go into the archives here. This really is a great story. I've been telling Solon, I've been telling my son, like, hey, you get there, you don't like it, just call me. I mean, you don't have you don't have to fake anything. No, you don't like it. What do I care? He's got no ties to this camp.
No,
it's a job.
But you play out what you sign up for.
Nah, whatever. Have a good time in life. You don't have a good time, don't do what you're doing. I really am a firm believer in that. Like, you're not having a good time in life. Do something that'll make a good time.
My son did not like basketball. Mm-hmm. He played basketball one season. He just didn't enjoy it. He said, hey, I don't like basketball, Daddy. I love baseball. I love football. I don't like basketball. I said, I understand, but you started this season. You're going to finish this season.
I'm with that 100%. But there's a difference between going to a basketball game and a practice 1 hour a week and living in some hot cabin in Pennsylvania for 9 weeks with nothing but powdered eggs. Like, you know, it sounds great in the brochure and all.
He signed up for it. Make him finish it.
Anywho, my son is following in Solana's footsteps. Now, here's a couple of the differences. Solana was a camper, right? Well, we're going to hear this in the story, right, Solana? Yeah, we're going to hear this in the story.
Right.
So he's a camper, but my kid's going to be a counselor, and so they've got a lot more privileges than the campers do. So it may not be the same exact experience because there's a counselor's lounge where you can use your phone and your devices,
cool.
And you can order in Uber Eats if you want. And
so it's
not exactly – I mean, you're an employee. You're not a camper. But with all the talk about mini camp with the Dolphins yesterday and today and me leaving for Pennsylvania tomorrow for sleepaway camp – I could not help but be thinking about Solana's great story. This was at the end of a show one day. I don't even know how we stumbled into this, but Solana started telling us a story about his experience at sleepaway camp, and this is how it played out. Neither of you guys have ever lived in cold weather, have you?
Well,
Atlanta gets chilly.
Yeah, it gets cold a lot. You know, it's not real cold, so we have the ice storms where you can't drive and people just run into each other all day. So yeah, even Atlanta turned me off from cold.
But not like cold, like where I grew up in Chicago or New York City or Philadelphia. Hell. Like that. Like in Solana, have you ever experienced an elongated period of time in the cold?
Yeah, I mean, I did a sleepaway summer camp in the Poconos, and it was just freezing.
It was the summer.
Right, but you go to sleep, right, and it's hot, and then you wake up at 4 a.m. It's like 35 degrees. It's freezing.
Sleepaway camp,
a sleepaway summer camp in the Poconos.
Yeah, I actually only lasted 6 days at the sleepaway camp, and then I left.
What? What happened?
I hated it. It was awful.
Solana, don't tell me you called mommy and daddy
exactly
halfway
what
through.
Wait a second. Oh. They spent thousands of dollars to send you to the Poconos, obviously to learn how to perform on the Borscht Belt, but you go to the Poconos, and they... And so you're there 6 days. Was it like a sports camp? What? How old were you?
So this was a bar mitzvah gift. I had just turned 13. It was a month after my bar mitzvah. And it was presented to me and to my family and at my Hebrew school as a sports camp. So obviously I was all in.
Right.
I get there. And when I tell you sports was one of the last things we did all day, I mean, it was like wake up, go to prayer, And then, you know, like, it was a
oh, it was like a Jewish sleepaway camp?
It was a Jewish sleepaway camp, but they framed it.
They get framed out of there, man.
As a sports camp. We were playing, like, Frisbee. Like, Valero would have loved it. But, it was terrible. It was just terrible. I had to get out
of there. Oh, my God. Prayers at summer camp?
Yeah.
I'd be praying to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And the worst part was that they would let us go into, they had a huge river and a pool. And before you were allowed to use the river or the pool and just go swimming, right? Unattended, you had to do, like, a swimming test. I mean, I'm from Miami. I spent my whole life at the beach on a boat. They told me my swimming skills weren't good enough to be left unattended. So the first 4 days of swimming, I had to go to swimming classes.
What's worse than the unathletic Jew at the Jew sports camp? Like, you are bottom of the barrel, son.
And I've seen some pictures, Solana. Weren't you a heavy, heavy little kid?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they weren't feeding you enough matzo, were they? That's funny, man. Oh my God, that sounds yeah. I was never into summer camp, sleepaway camp. Like, I always like going to like sports camp, the day camp. But a lot of Jewish kids do go to sleepaway camp in the Poconos and up in the New York area. But yeah, I didn't leave home till I came to University of Miami, and then I realized, ooh, I needed to get out of there. I'm not even going back. Like, I was like, but 13. Yeah, I went. I don't think I would have liked it either. So what happened? You call your parents. You call Deborah, and what do you say?
Well, no, there was no outside communication. They took away our phones, and this was in 2006. So I had a phone, but only for emergency purposes. I had to write my parents letters. That's how I was communicating.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean. This ended up
you
being.
You couldn't go to the office and say this is an emergency. I have to call my family. Well, I can't stay here.
I think what I wrote to my parents in one of the letters was a little drastic. So they called me into the office.
As you say drastic, I need a little elaboration on that.
Did you claim that you were going to hurt yourself?
I don't remember exactly, but.
Mom, I was standing on a cliff and I was thinking different thoughts. I just
it's so unlike you to be overly dramatic and not thinking about the repercussions that may happen.
The head rabbi wanted me out of there more than I wanted to get out of there.
Hey, get the little chubby kid in the back out of here. He's messing up.
Hey,
everything.
We think that dude snuck bacon in.
Did you have bacon jerky?
Oh my God, I've got to hear this story from your parents one day. This is that is amazing. So 6 days, huh?
Yep, 6 days.
So, like, is that that has to be just a walk of shame when you're packing up your duffel bag?
The worst part is I have family. I've told you guys, in Rochester, New York. It's about a 6-hour drive, I think, to the Poconos. I had my Aunt Mary from Rochester, New York drive to the Poconos to pick me up.
To save you.
Yeah.
I gotta go, Auntie.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievably funny.
You're always an amazing person, huh, Solana?
Always, man. This dude... It's always been Solana's world, and we're just living in it. Great text. This segment is gold. Solana strikes again. OMG, LOL. Shecky Green. That's funny, man. Oh, goodness. I don't even know what I don't even remember what I was going to do this segment. How the hell did we just find that out now for the first time?
You threw up because it was so cold outside.
Oh, that's right. 6 days at sleepaway camp. So that was your only sleepaway camp experience?
Yep.
Hang on, you think they'll waste their money a second time? Hell no.
Who gave you that gift? A family member?
Yeah, I think it was like my entire, my close relatives pitched in my big bar mitzvah gift. Oh, I was so excited. You know, I dressed up all nice, going, You get there, I'm sleeping in the woods. None of these kids are from South Florida. They all live in Ohio, and they're used to going to sleep at, you know, 7, 8 p.m., waking up at 5, 6 in the morning to really appreciate the sun and the day. And I was going to bed 4 or 5 a.m. playing video games. Like, I was eating cheeseburgers all night. Like, and I get there, and these kids are, like, building fires, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, where's the cleaning lady?
I snuck in my iPod. They stole it the second day. They came in with metal detectors. I mean, this was like, not what I was expecting.
What an awful time. Yeah, you were expecting glamping, and you got camping.
Right. Yeah. You were the worst camper ever. They had to metal detect you? Come on, man.
That is great. That is such a tremendous story. Somebody texts in, it keeps getting better. This segment is great the second time, too. There you go. A little trip into the archive since we were talking about camp. I absolutely wanted to hear that. That is gold. Absolute gold. We have another trip into the archives in the 4 o'clock hour, if we can get to it, because Clay Ferrero is going to join us, talk about Dolphins mini camp today. I know the term camp, even if it's involved in the word mini camp, sends the shivers down Solana's spine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.